If you are not repurposing your content, you are missing out on a golden opportunity. Really, your podcast should be your main piece of content in your marketing that you create each week, and everything should trickle down from that. And so today, I want to share how to set up your marketing that way, plus 5 ways to repurpose your content so you can save some time. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. Today, instead of sharing a problem that I'm working on, I wanted to give you guys a couple of updates on things that are happening. One, we got a new kitten. I am so excited to have a new friend in the house. He is just the sweetest little guy. And since we lost our beloved cat, we just had a hole in our hearts and our house just felt weird. So welcoming him in has been such a joy. So I'm sure that I will be sharing pictures of him on my Instagram if you want to see those. He's a little orange kitty and we named him Calcifer after the fire demon in Howl's Moving Castle. So if you have not watched that movie, it's an animated Japanese film and it's amazing and it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And so it just felt right to give him the name Calcifer because he's a little fireball just running around the house. I have been working really hard on my purpose, my mission, my vision for my business over the last few months. I've talked about this a little bit, but it really all has come to like a culmination point, like just this moment of like really intense clarity and seeing a path forward in a way that I haven't seen in a long time. And it's led me to work on a few things that I am really excited to tease for you now. So one of the big gaps in my business has been helping people launch their podcast. I have tried to have a launch course before and didn't really love the way that it turned out. I have had launch service, which is a very high touch, expensive one-on-one service where we help you launch your podcast. And that has been difficult to keep doing as a business. And just I haven't really also loved the format of that. So I've been thinking a lot about, okay, how do I want to help people with their launches? And I'm really excited because pretty shortly here after this episode comes out, I will be officially launching my 2 days to launch kit, which I need to give like my ops manager all kinds of props for this because she kind of came up with the idea. I was already putting together the launch kit, but she was like, what if they could do it in 2 days? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I can do that. So putting together that launch kit, but the cool thing is a couple times a year, I haven't quite decided, I'm actually going to run a live 6-week program for people who are going through the launch kit and want to get live support as they work through that. And so that is something that is going to be coming up and coming down the pipeline. There's going to be a lot of bonuses with that. So if you've been looking for help with your launch and you know that you want to do some of it yourself, this is a really great way to get it done. And so definitely be sure that you are on my newsletter. You can just head to wildhomepodcasting.com/newsletter. We'll put the link in the show notes to join the email list and get a good idea of like when that is going to happen and be sure you join up. And listen, if you're listening to this and you're also like, I don't even know if I should start a podcast, but I've been listening to your podcast thinking I want to have a podcast for my business, I have a really great quiz for you that will help you kind of determine, okay, am I ready to start a podcast? Am I ready to have a podcast for my business? Is there anything that I'm missing or maybe need to think about? And you can head to wildhomepodcasting.com/quiz and grab that quiz. And that's a really good like first steps, gives you some things to think about and leads into some other things. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited to be sharing it here with you all. And I'm not 100% sure about the timing yet, but I just know that this is going to be something that is going to be really impactful for people who are wanting to launch a podcast for their business and use it as a funnel. Also, I think it's going to be really impactful because it's going to be in a container for how I love to help people. And that is something that I'm really discovering as a business owner. You know, I can create offers however I want. I do not have to do what everybody else is doing. You don't either. This is me giving you full permission. What's really important is to understand who you are and how you like to show up. And I think that's been a huge lesson for me these last few months. You know, I kind of had an idea of how I wanted to show up, but something that has become incredibly clear to me is that my purpose isn't just to help you with your podcast. My purpose really is to help you feel confident about your voice, your content, and your messaging. It's so much more than just setting up an RSS feed and editing a podcast episode. And I really think that that is something that has been missing from my business and from me, like from the feeling that I have in my business, right? I don't know if that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense, but it will as you start to see my business evolve this year. And yeah, I just wanted to share that with you because I think that a lot of times we put ourselves in a box. We think that our business has to look a certain way, or we see those posts on Instagram where they're like, this is how you get to 5K. This is how you get to 10K. This is how I built my 7-figure business. And you say, okay, I have to build it that way. What I have discovered is that when you are trying to build something in a way that doesn't feel aligned, you're never going to hit those marks, or you will hit those marks and you'll become so burnt out so fast. And so I'm on this mission right now to build my business in a way that allows me to have this space that I want, but the impact that I also want to have. So I really encourage you to think about that as you're thinking about your business and your offers. And if you need any help with your purpose or strategy, I have some really great resources. So just send me a message, tell me what you're looking for, and I will send you to some really amazing people who have helped me work on those things. And that's my little update for this week. When business owners add long-form content to their marketing, they tend to have it work separately from the rest of their content. When we're using our podcast as a nurturing piece and as a brand builder, it really should all work together. And when it all works together, it does a couple of really amazing things for us. One, it simplifies our marketing. It makes it easier, right? It also helps to keep our messaging cohesive. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but maybe you follow somebody that you really admire and it feels like they're sharing 10 different things all at once. And it can get kind of confusing as a viewer, as somebody who's watching their things, listening to their things. Like, what is it they actually want me to do? What am I supposed to do here? Wait, what is the thing they're selling right now? You know, all of that. And when we use our podcast as our main piece of marketing, it's going to help keep the messaging cohesive. The other thing that I really, really love about having this strategy for my marketing is that it helps my content build on each other. One thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. It all makes sense. It's all weaved together. And so when people are journeying through my content, everything makes sense. There's nothing out of place. The opt-ins are very similar. They know what I'm promoting. Like, it just all makes sense. And that's really what we want when we're thinking about using our podcast as, like I said, a brand builder and as a corner piece of our marketing. So how you can set this up for yourself, one of the best and easiest ways to start, and you're probably not going to love this answer, but I love to start with a spreadsheet. I love to start with a spreadsheet or if whatever tool you're using. But the important thing is when you are visualizing how your marketing works, I always start with my podcast episode and then I plan everything from that. So I plan my content weeks in advance. I mean, I usually have a quarter at a time planned out. In fact, this is something that we do inside of the Strategize and Shine membership is we do quarterly planning for our podcasts. What's so great about this is as I'm planning my episodes, I'm also looking at my marketing and promotion calendar. So my episodes are going to align with that. And I teach you how to do that inside of the membership and inside those quarterly planning workshops. And then from there, I'm able to plan out all the other content that I'm going to create. And I won't necessarily do it right then and there. I may do it a couple weeks in advance or the week before or whatever. But I don't have to think about it too hard because I understand exactly what my objective is with my episodes, with my content. What do I want to achieve? How I want to show up? All of those things. And it's because I'm building everything together and I'm using my podcast as a piece of my funnel, as a very important nurturing, warming piece. And so that also helps me understand, okay, what other content should I create in conjunction with this? So that's really like the first thing I want you to do is start visualizing, okay, well, if my podcast is here, here's everything else. And that leads me to five ways that you can actually repurpose your podcast content. One of the things that I love to drive home to my clients is, hey, listen, you're going to be spending tons of time on this episode. I mean, not a ton. We definitely work on simplifying your processes. But when you first get started, it does feel like you're spending a lot of time. You know, for instance, this week, I was incredibly behind this week. I had some illnesses in my family, some things happening, and I was not able to get an episode recorded. So I am setting aside an hour on my Sunday to record it, and then I'm going to spend the rest of my Sunday evening getting this ready. I want to make sure that this time that I'm spending on this episode is going to be impactful, not just for my sales, my leads, all of those other things, but also for the other time that I'm spending this week marketing and creating content. And the best way to do that is to repurpose this episode that I've already poured so much content into, right? I sat down, I scripted it. It's long form, so we're going to do at least 20 minutes here today. And this is just going to be chock full of so much information. Why wouldn't I repurpose this, okay? It really is a missed opportunity if you are not taking these podcast episodes and just channeling them everywhere, okay? So let's talk about that for a minute. Five ways that you can repurpose your podcast episode. The number one way you should be repurposing your podcast episodes is as blog posts on your website. Hands down, number one, if you're not doing this, what a waste of time. And I say that with so much love, but I cannot tell you how many business owners I have worked with who did not have their episodes on their website. Now, they may have a link to their podcast and they may say like recent episodes and then link to Apple. But when we're using this as a piece of our funnel, we want to capture people and keep them in our world. One. So that's like the first big thing. Two, think about the SEO that you are not using if you're not putting it on your website. And I really think this is the most important thing. You know, we're all told we should write blog posts to build up our searchability in Google and all these things. You don't need to write blog posts. You can just take your podcast episodes, use your show notes, put a player in that blog post and put it on your website every week. And then bonus points, when you publish your episode, you are able to say what the link is to that episode. You link to the blog post. So now we're just capturing people and keeping them on our website, right? And this is so, so key when we're thinking about like getting more leads, getting more sales, nurturing those listeners. You know, sometimes it's easier for them to click that link than to find the link that we talked about in the episode. So if you don't take anything away from this podcast episode today, this is like the one thing I want you to start doing is make sure that your episodes are blog posts on your website. Okay, I'll get off that tangent now. The second thing. So if you have a podcast and I know that it's audio, I know that we are all podcasting because we love audio. Perhaps some of us just do not like video. Hashtag me. But unfortunately, the way content is going in the world is video is getting much more emphasis. And what better way to engage in that than to create video from your podcast episode? And I think there's a couple ways you can do this. We're going to talk a little bit more about Instagram here in a second. But one thing I love is taking my podcast episode and thinking about how I can create YouTube videos from it. Maybe there's some points I could talk about. I could do an entire YouTube video on repurposing your podcast episodes on blog posts. We all know I could talk about that a lot longer than I just did. But you can also use the video from your podcast to post on YouTube. Now, I am not a YouTube expert and I will never claim to be. YouTube functions very differently from podcasts. And so I do have an episode that I'm going to link to. I interviewed Trina Little, and she had a lot of really great information about how to use your podcast in conjunction with a YouTube channel. So if that's something that you're thinking about, definitely go listen to it. But I do think that it's really interesting. I'll be talking to people with YouTube channels, and their YouTube channel content is so different from their podcast episode. And I'm like, why don't you just like coordinate them a little bit? So maybe, like I said, I could do a whole series now on my YouTube channel on how to repurpose your podcast episodes. And each video could be one of the things that I'm talking about today. You know, and I've just saved myself time because I don't have to script it. I've already talked about it. I know what I'm going to talk about. And, you know, so get creative as you're thinking about video and your podcast. My goal is to always save people time. And so if you're going to be recording these podcast episodes that are 20, 30 minutes long and your YouTube videos are only 5 minutes, how can we make them work together? And definitely go listen to that episode by Trina Little that I mentioned. The third way we can repurpose our podcast content is through social media. Of course, social media, right? And I want to talk for a minute beyond the typical reels or audiograms that we think about when we think about sharing our podcast. I was actually having this whole conversation. I've had this conversation multiple times this month with an Instagram strategist who her episode is actually going to be airing after this one. So look for that, because she talks specifically about this. But then I've been talking to clients about this as well. They're like, well, how do I repurpose my content for social media? Like, I'm sharing an audiogram, but it's not doing me any good. And an audiogram is great, but it's only going to get you so far, right? Because only people who are interested in those are going to stop and look at them. What we want to think about is how we can take the content that we've created in our podcast and create other types of content. So a really great example is taking a bullet point from an episode and creating a carousel. Now, I could do a whole carousel on sharing your podcast on social media. This is just one bullet point from this episode, right? And then on my last slide, what I'm going to have is, for more ways to repurpose your podcast, go listen to episode whatever, blah, 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 blah. So now we're taking the content that we've already created, we're repurposing it while also bringing awareness to our podcast episode. I think you can do the very exact same thing with reels. So instead of just posting video from the episode, which I do and I'm still going to do, I do love using that as a way to promote my episode. But I could also create a reel where I say 5 ways to repurpose your content from your podcast episode. And it could be a reel, you know, just some B-roll with the 5 ways and some music. And now I've shared a reel that's probably going to get some pretty good traction. And I've mentioned the fact that I have a podcast. So we're doing double duty with this repurposing, right? Not only is it giving us content to share on other places, but we're also able to then use it to redirect people to our podcast, which makes a lot of sense if we're thinking about our podcast as a piece of our funnel. So you start to see how this all works. I mentioned to one of my clients, circle with arrows all going in the same direction, right? And so like, every piece of content we send is like sending people to other things. You know, our social media sends people to our podcast. Our podcast sends people to our website. Our website sends people to an opt-in. You know, you got to think about the circle and how it goes around. And you also have to understand that people may need to see something multiple times before they decide to buy. And they may engage with you in different ways. And so only relying on my podcast to get me the results I want isn't necessarily going to work. We also have to incorporate other pieces of content. And what better way to do that than repurposing? The fourth way that you can repurpose your content is with email. So one of my favorite things to do is take whatever I talked about in my podcast and create an email from it. Easy peasy. And I'll give you a little hint. If you are creating show notes for your podcast episode, which you should be, it makes this whole repurposing thing so much easier because I'm able to just go in my show notes, grab copy, grab bullet points, whatever I need to do to create these other pieces of content that I'm working on. Now, for email, there's a couple different things you can do. You can absolutely have like a weekly newsletter where you just talk about the podcast episode. That's really easy. But you can also build on that and you can do an email where you tell a story. Perhaps you talk about, you know, for instance, with this episode, I could do an email about how I simplified my marketing. And I could talk about how overwhelmed I used to be by my marketing. But because I started repurposing my podcast episodes, it's made it so much easier. if you want to listen to the episode, go here, right? So there's a couple different ways you can use this content for email, but your email people, they're there because they want to be there. They want to engage with you. So definitely be sure that you're talking about your podcast episodes with them. And this last way that you can repurpose content is, I thought, a little interesting when I typed it out. So I was thinking about the fact that we're sitting here, we're creating all of this content. It's free, right? This is free content that we're creating. We're using it to nurture our audience. We're using it as a part of our funnel. But I could literally take this episode today and create a workshop. I could take this episode today and I could create an opt-in or a mini course. You know, there are probably things that you can create from your podcast episodes that you haven't even thought about. A really good exercise to kind of get into this mode of like seeing what you already have and being able to create things from it is to think about an episode that you recently did. Was there an opt-in you could have created that would have gone really well with it? Let's say you're a health and wellness coach and you did an episode on mindset. You could very easily have created an opt-in with like the 10 affirmations to start working on your mindset. And you could have linked that to your episode, vice versa, all the things, right? And I had this epiphany about this a couple days ago. I was talking to one of the groups that I'm in about my opt-ins, and I just felt like my lead magnets weren't great. And they were like, you don't need to create new lead magnets. Your lead magnets are great. You just need to reframe how you talk about them. And I thought, oh my gosh, that so relates to our podcast episodes, because we create these amazing podcast episodes. And then we think, well, I can't really do anything with that. But what if you were to reframe how you talked about it? Again, this episode is a really great example because I could take this episode and create a workshop. I could take this episode and create a mini course, and I would need to break it up a little bit differently. And the workshop would have to have some extra tools. But oh my gosh, it would be so easy to outline because I've already sat down and done the hard part, right? So I really encourage you to think about that. If you are thinking about, you know, oh man, I want to do a workshop next quarter, but I don't know what it should be about, hop into your podcast downloads and see which episodes were the most downloaded. Can you come up with a workshop idea from those episodes? Start there. You already have this treasure trove of content and information, so don't be afraid to reuse it. And that really is like the whole point of this episode. These podcast episodes are incredible. There are these great moments where we share our philosophies, our goals, we share what we believe, how we help people. There's so much poured into them that if we are not repurposing, we really are wasting time. And I don't want you to waste time. I want you to save time, because that's when marketing and podcast creation feels so much easier. So if you are not repurposing, this is your moment. I want to really encourage you to start repurposing and thinking about this. And if you need some help with this, we have a lot of really great resources on how to do this inside the Strategize and Shine membership. And if you're listening to this in real time, this episode is coming out the week that the price for the membership is going up. And so if you are thinking about, I need some support, I want some tools to help me do some of these things that Caroline is talking about, membership is a really great place to start. So head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership. Oh my gosh, this was such a fun episode. Can I just say, when I sat down to record, I was like, I hope this sounds good. I really hope this was helpful for you today. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.